school lunches aren't available to food insecure children over the summer. Over 4 million households in North Carolina experience food insecurity, according to a 2017 USDA study. I talked to organizers at a Henderson County program that hopes to expand food access for kids during the summer. Amanda Jones is the Henderson County Public Schools Child Nutrition Supervisor. She remembers meeting a mother at a feeding site last year. The woman was sitting, waiting for them.
And she said, "My son hasn't had dinner since the night before because we did not have any food in our house and we could not afford any. And all they had was a cook stove top."
This story is a reality for a lot of rural families experiencing food insecurity in Henderson County. Jones says over 51% of students in the county are on free and reduced lunch, which is one indicator of hunger. Kids who regularly receive meals through school lunch programs lose that access during the summer. Henderson County Public Schools operates three summer feeding sites that are open to the public. This year, they opened a fourth at the Department of Public Health. Amy McCall, a nutritionist with the Henderson County Department of Public Health, says this partnership makes a lot of sense.
They have access to the public transportation right in front of the building. They have lunch for the kids and then access to all the other services here in the building.
One of the programs at the Public Health Department is the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. It helps women and children access food and information on healthy eating. McCall says the issue is the program only serves kids up to age 5. With this new partnership with the public schools, kids of all ages can access meals during the summer when they stop by for other services. Jones's goal for the site is to serve 25 to 30 students, but if they don't get that many, overall both she and McCall want to strengthen relationships in the community.
Our credit is not just to be about food and food insecurity. It's about developing relationships, being the consistent person.
Jones says she hopes to expand the site's services from 2 days to 5 days in the next few years. For BPR News, I'm Elena Rivera.